And it's a regular program set up by some doctor in Ohio or someplace. And they start out slowly, and you have this deal where you run around the gym once, and then you walk once.
That's for me.
And then you run twice, and you walk once.
Uh-huh.
Then you run four times, and you walk once. And then the first time, that's probably as much running as you do to start with. And then you do some calisthenics. You do maybe just a few push-ups, and you do a few set-ups.
Uh-huh.
You do a few jump, straddle, hop business. And it starts very gradually, and then each time it gets a little more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, tonight, it's just an hour, 1 hour. I went at 5:30, and oh man, it was hot in there, and the ventilating fan was lousy, and I got hot, I got a headache. It wore me out.
You said about 10 of the guys dropped down.
I can understand. It's not air conditioned in there, is it? Oh boy.
The Y is air conditioned, but the gym is not. It's the dressing room and all. It's nice whenever you get back to change clothes.
Yeah. I've been eating salt pills at home. I feel much better.
I ate one tonight before I came home.
This, I think it makes a difference with me. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah,
I think it does. I guess half of it's in your head anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
They say when you get older you don't need as much salt, but I'm not quite convinced of that yet.
This kind of weather, you really need lots of liquids, and you lose a lot of salt from your body.
The building I teach in down there isn't air-conditioned, but certain of the offices are now. So
gosh, I don't believe any of the buildings at OU were air-conditioned when I was there. 10, 13
This is miserable now that they've got some air condition, because these, of course, have the windows closed and you get no circulation.
Yeah.
And I thought I was just going to melt. All
in
the
summer,
ran out of my head.
In the summer, we used to, summer courses a little more relaxed, and we used to go out and have classes out on the lawn sometimes,
mm-hmm.
if it was a small class.
I've tried that a few times, but I found that.
Too many distractions.
The freshman classes, they always get engrossed in watching ants and things like this, and I'm talking to myself.
Yeah. Unless you have people who are interested in learning,
Yeah. Well, instead of doing that, if pressure got too great, we'd just go over to Union.
Mm-hmm.
And just give it up. Have a good time. That's kind of fun anyway.
Yeah, once in a while.
We were talking about the sun this morning. What time of day would you say that is when the sky starts to get pale?
Sunrise.
Hmm? That's when the
daylight.
Sun... Uh-huh. Now, is that the same, sunrise and daylight?
Well, you get a little light before the sun comes up.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd say it was basically the same.
Mm-hmm. And then at night, when the sun disappears in the west?
That's sunset.
Mm-hmm. And today is Monday. Sunday was?
Yesterday.
Uh-huh. If we're going to tell time backwards, and we want to go back to last Sunday and then go a week past that. Two weeks ago. Mm-hmm. When?
Oh, 2 weeks ago yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Don't touch it, Chris.
If we want to go the other way and go to next Sunday and then a week beyond that, that would be what?
2 weeks from Sunday, from last Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Any special term for a period of 2 weeks?
A couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's others. That's all I'll say.
Let's see, Monday is today, Tuesday is...
Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. What did your dad use to tell time?
A clock.
Did he have any personal timepiece?
He had a pocket watch.
Mm-hmm. What was it, silver?
Silver, I believe so.
Any other popular? she's
thank
crossed
you,
up.
Here.
Thank you.
Did you put sugar in mine?
Yeah,
thank
I tasted mixture of tears.
Okay, that's all right.
Hi, George, what are these?
Oh, you, who else?
My golly.
Every year, my brother gives us a set of these glasses. It has the players' names on it.
Uh-huh.
They had 10 years in a row, they were in the top 10 in the nation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I know. I'd root for them up there in Yankee land. They'd get tangled up with Notre Dame, and I'd root harder than ever. Those Notre Damers, they just seem to have the old Indian sign on.
Oh, I know it. They just can't seem to beat them, even when we have good years, good teams.